I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Things are heating up in Bangladesh as people demand justice. Then, parental outrage over Christian music at a public school? Let's see what God will do. Keep listening for the story. It's coming your way in just a few moments. First, on Monday, the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh sentenced former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to death in absentia. The court found the exiled leader guilty of ordering the lethal crackdown on student-led protests in 2024. Up to 1,400 people were killed and thousands more wounded in clashes with police. Many celebrated the verdict as justice for the dead. Others dismiss it as politically motivated. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
there's outrage on both sides of it, and it's just going to continue to accentuate the instabilities that are going on in Bangladesh and have been for a number of years.
The interim government in place since Hasina fled the country last year is calling for public order after the verdict.
There's calls for lockdowns all over the place. A lot of the schools are not even operating today, tomorrow.
For Christians, there's another layer to watch. Bangladesh is 90% Muslim and one of the most unreached countries in the world.
The corruption, the instability on a physical level in Bangladesh pales in comparison to the desperation that that country has for the gospel.
Partners of Unknown Nations give solar-powered audio Bibles and see people turning to Jesus despite intense persecution that follows. So please pray. Ask God to raise many more Christians to work in Bangladesh.
I mean, you're talking about a country the size of Michigan that has 10 million people, Bangladesh having 175 million people.
Next, a monster hurricane isn't just a storm. It's a living, roaring force that feels almost sentient, as if the sky itself has come unhinged. 2 weeks ago, Hurricane Melissa brought destruction to eastern Cuba. Many people are still trying to rebuild. Moises Perez Padron, director of Transworld Radio in Cuba, says,
they don't have food, they don't have power, they don't have medicines, and now many of them don't have houses.
People are requesting mattresses, water, food, and roofing materials. The government has responded, but the damage goes far beyond what they can cover. In some places, power and communications have been restored, but not in areas where people lost everything. The church stepped in quickly.
We have sent aid to the eastern side. We have sent them food, we have sent clothes, medicines.
Believers see this as an essential mission.
In order to be a testimony for them about God's love in times of crisis and need.
Their response shows those suffering in eastern Cuba that God has not abandoned them.
They are grateful to God because in Christ we are a family, we are one people.
Pray for those who've lost everything and that the church would use its plans and resources wisely. And believers in the U.S. encounter opposition to public school outreach. Christian boy band The Three Heath Brothers partners with Keys for Kids to perform concerts in public schools. They also offer devotionals for children who want them. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says the band recently received some backlash following an event in Kentucky.
There was one person who was very upset about the fact that The Three Heath Brothers were at their school. They didn't want to have to talk about religion to their child this particular day. And so that one person complained to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation apparently didn't like that either. And so they sent a letter and actually wrote an article.
The Kentucky case follows a critique earlier this year from parents in North Carolina. The band only performs at public schools by invitation, so pray for encouragement.
It's not easy to be attacked, especially as young 20-somethings. This is kind of the first time that they've been kind of in the crosshairs.
Pray that children and young people will discover Jesus through an upcoming Christmas tour.
Many of these young people are going to be hearing these songs, maybe hearing Jesus for the first time.
By the way, if you're hearing this in West Michigan, save the date. There's a concert coming your way December 18th. The details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.